Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Savage Nation. One of the topics I'm going to do tonight is how do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because an article came out from estately.com, which is the, I don't know what that is. It says 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, and they list them. I didn't know there were so many hippie-infested cities in the country. I live in one. But then I wrote down a note. I said, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. And I thought that was funny. I was going to do the news first. But, you know, I do cope with psychotics on a daily basis. I am surrounded by mean, old, white-haired people in Priuses. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, if they were flower children 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and they were liberated, and they were enlightened, why are they so miserable? Why do they drive around with gripping the wheel with such hatred, I ask myself. Email, Savage, your show last night did my heart good. Your voice was like an oasis of sanity. You speak for me. You speak for millions. You give voice to what the Savage Nation is feeling because their patience with the frauds of power on both sides of the aisle has run out, and they wonder if anybody still thinks America is worth fighting for. Savage, be encouraged. We're listening. We're standing with you. It comes from Bob D., an old friend of mine. I rarely read emails, but that kind of – I did that for a reason because it was a rare show last night. Those of you who have been hanging with me for 19 years know that I hit a – I went back to a certain place in myself yesterday. I was kind of very angry at the vermin in the Senate. I don't know what else to say. These are not human beings. They're not Americans. They are the enemies of America. They may as well be Hassan renouncing their citizenship. What I see going on the Democrat side are people who look like they've renounced their American citizenship. I swear to God. Speaking of which, Hassan, you know him? The Muslim terrorist who committed murder, killing 13 in the army and shooting 33 others. He still has not been brought to justice and executed. Today he renounced his U.S. citizenship and his oaths. He says the American system goes against Allah's commands to practice Sharia law. Apparently he did this while he was a psychiatrist in the army and they knew about it, but they didn't touch him. Okay. How about your boy Obama? It came out today, a leak from a top diplomat, that Obama approved intelligence leaks on Israeli airstrikes in Syria. In other words, he stabbed the Israelis in the back. Attention, New York Israel lovers. You'll still vote D, won't you? Why shouldn't I? They're better than the Oz. The U.S. intelligence community leaked information on Israeli airstrikes on Syria, sources said. How do you like that? Like I'm shocked that Obama treats our enemies like friends and our friends like enemies. Read Chapter 5 of Trickle-Down Tyranny. I have a remarkable sound today. Here's the sound I might play today or tomorrow. I have an enormous stack of sound. My show is famous for its sound quality. I have great sound people. You ready for what you're going to hear today if you're lucky? Savage Replay, 1998, Beware the Government Media Complex. I gave this speech in 1998 at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco when one conservative was a member of the board, and I had just started in radio in San Francisco, and he invited me. It was a groundbreaking speech, and it explains how the government media are one and the same. I said that in 1998. Number two, we have a series of sound clips on why women are rejecting motherhood. They don't want children. Women rejecting motherhood. It's a new thing. It's a new trend. In my day, women, young women, would push their babies around in carriages. Now women push their abs around and glow at each other's abs. It's unbelievable to me. And the reason is that women have increasingly adopted, I'm sorry to tell you, the gay lifestyle. The male gay lifestyle of, I don't know how else to put it, what's the word for that? Where you sleep with anyone you want at any time because that's liberation. And now they've embraced it to the point where they don't even want children because, after all, a child will ruin your abs. A child ruins your abs. You can't have abs and have a child. I mean, it's unheard of. So, as I say, women would push carriages around and they'd show each other their babies, and they'd look at them, and they'd admire them. Now women are no longer women. What they are robots walking around with good abs. And they think that that is an example of civilization. Rehab racket. We're going to go into the rehab racket, frauds, felons, and fakes. Big story from CNN. For years, I've been telling you that the drug dealers have taken over the rehab racket, but you didn't believe me. We have sound from Ben Irwin's new book from Harvard University Press on Hollywood and Hitler. That's a shocker, isn't it? Well, no, not when you consider that Hollywood is now answering not to Hitler, but to communist China and to the greater Arabia. Schumer is mad today. He says Russia stabbed the United States in the back because Putin allowed Snowden to enter Russia. Well, Mr. Schumer, some would argue that you stabbed us in the back a long time ago. Maybe he learned from your playbook, Charlie. Boehner, remember him? Mr. Klink? He says the president needs to engage Russia. I have no idea what he's talking about, nor do I suspect does he. There is other sound that I haven't gotten to yet. I may or may not get to it, but I'd like to begin with a little hippie music. Again, please, Ray, play some hippie music, anything in the queue. And we'll go into the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. You think all the hippies have burned out or faded away, you're wrong. They're out there. And while some think they're still busily making love, not war, you're wrong. And here at a magazine called The Stately, they went out to find communities where they're heavily concentrated. And here we are. To determine this, they used a formula based on, one, marijuana availability and legality, number of stores selling hemp, local counterculture icons, tie-dye availability, hippie festivals, so-called progressive government, intensity of Occupy protests, and a Facebook poll. In the end, eStately.com determined these places are the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. So let's begin. Turn off the music. With city number 17 on the hippie list, number 17, hello, Arcata, California. If you're listening to me in Reading on KQMS, give us a call at 855-400-7282, and you get a free copy of my book of how to spit in, no, I can't tell you that book, I didn't write it yet, how to avoid hippies when stepping around dog droppings. Arcata, California, the scent of patchouli oil is so strong in Arcata that it can be smelled from space. While this hasn't been confirmed yet, it is a fact that Arcata is the first city in America to elect a majority of its city council members from the Green Party. It passed the Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Act in 1989. Isn't that superb of them? No one knows how much of the city's population is dependent on a large marijuana industry that's central to Northern California's economy. But let's just say the locally sourced and smokable veggie is paying for a lot of organic produce at the local co-ops. Isn't that touching? Well, let me tell you, all you self-righteous potheads over in Northern California, you've decimated the environment. You have destroyed the forests. You've ripped off the streams. You've killed the salmon. Don't walk around with such righteousness up your you-know-what. You are worse than big oil. Coming in at number 16 is Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, infidels in Bloomington, Indiana. If you're listening to me on 95.9 FM and WFDM in Indianapolis, or WXLW at 950 on the dial. Let me tell you something. That's a place where hippies can let their freak flag fly. Where is Bloomington, Indiana? I have no idea. Apparently, it's in the southern part of Indiana. It's a hippie-filled college town where many a drum circle can be heard, provided the Occupy movement isn't defecating in the park at the time. Original hippies meet up with hippies in training from Indiana University at Laughing Planet, where they feast on burritos filled with steamed squash, kale, and God knows what else fell off the floor. In San Francisco, coming in at number 15, my hometown, KSFO 560 on the dial. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to go down the list today of the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, but I'm going to ask you a question that's quite pertinent. How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because, as I said at the beginning, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. Coming at number 14, Manitou Springs, Colorado. We are heard on KREL in Colorado Springs, 1580 on the AM dial. If you like New Age, if you like mate instead of coffee, and if you want to legally buy weed in a store, Manitou Springs is a place that's both mellow and insane. sometimes called the Hippie Mayberry. The town at the base of Pikes Peak is a haven for the artsy, spiritual dropout losers. The city was once ruled by Mayor Bud Ford, a down-to-earth loser hippie who wears a tie-dye and looks like the dead Jerry Garcia. Hello, Manitou Springs, Colorado. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Is a vote traffic. Another problem for the Peninsula. Northbound 101 Holly Street in San Carlos. Crash, left lane blocked. Injuries involved. Traffic already slow and go from Highway 85 up to Highway 92. Southbound 101 Embarcadero crash. Working to get that off to the right shoulder. In San Jose, we've got an accident. Northbound 87 connector to northbound 280. Right lane is blocked. Southbound 680 Olympic Boulevard, Walnut Creek. Crash there. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
When you don't have enough cash to pay the bills that are due, things tend to go from bad to worse. You get late fees on the bills and then overdraft fees from your bank. Maybe you even got a payday advance to keep your head above water. That's when a personal loan from Cash Call can help. Just make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH. In as fast as a day, up to $5,000 could be in your bank account with no collateral, even if your credit's less than perfect. All we need is your signature and some simple paperwork faxed or emailed. Get enough cash to pay those bills and that very expensive payday loan and give yourself some breathing room. Then repay the loan over time with fixed monthly payments, or to keep interest expense down, pay it back early with no penalty or fee. So if you need cash fast, make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH or go to cashcall.com.
Subject to credit approval. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
That's 855-876-CASH.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories.
And every bike in the store
is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday.
Go to performancebike.com for locations.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Sepp.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
About how great progressives are and how they've, let us say, liberated America from the uptightness of Victorian times and republicanism. But you and I both know that they've actually killed us, killed the Constitution, and have played right into the hands of the demons in government who would like nothing more than absolute power. And so we can play around with it when I say to you, what are the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies? And I've been reading them, Arcata, California, Bloomington, Indiana, number 15, San Francisco, number 14, Manitou Springs, Colorado, number 13, Berea, Kentucky. And I'll go down the list, but really the question is, how do you step around them? How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because they're generally not nice people. They're very mean. They're very controlling. And they're the least tolerant segment of American society. They are a class amongst themselves who consider themselves to be superior to everybody. So in Oakland, California, number 12, I'm on KSFO 560 on the dial. Peace and love, my eye. It's the murder capital of Northern California. Missoula, Montana. Oh, great. KJJR, Missoula, 880 on the dial. Do you happen to live in Missoula? Do you listen to the Savage Nation? Because old deadheads got stuck in town years ago after the microbuses broke down, climbing the I-90 steep hills outside of town. And they've been stuck there ever since. And now, of course, they mingle with University of Montana students, especially whenever Yonder Mountain String Band comes to town. While the rest of Montana is very conservative, in Missoula, there's no shame in men sporting long hair and, well, what else? Bisbee, Arizona. No stations for me in Bisbee. I am heard on Phoenix and Tucson, in Phoenix and Tucson. It was once a useful copper mining town, but then Bisbee reinvented itself as a hippie-filled art colony after the mine closed. Some of the Bisbee residents live in updated caves in the middle of town. And it's not unheard of to see naked people in cowboy hats strolling the main street in the middle of the night. How quaint. The New York Times called it a Greenwich Village West. And there's no shortage of fake artists, fake poets, and a turquoise shop, etc. Ugh, does anyone still wear turquoise? Austin, Texas comes in at number 9. I'm heard on KJCE in Austin, 1370 on the dial. Of course, Austin is known for its music and barbecue, but the capital of Texas is also a sanctuary for the state's losers and dropouts. The city of Austin has more hippie-themed meetups than any city in the country, as well as Hippie Hollow, a clothing-optional nudist park where degenerate old men can recreate in the buff and make believe that they're going au naturel. The popularity of Hippie Hollow was evidenced by a simple Google image search of Austin Hippie, which turns up far too many NSFW photos of these naked folks. What is NSFW? I don't know what that means. Austin is also home to 12 local shops advertising marijuana. The hippie church at the local Taco Express and thousands of locals ardently working to keep Austin weird. Okay, great. I don't think I'll be visiting Austin in the near future. Coming in at number 8 is Berkeley, California. Listeners, in my home state, I have a PhD from Berkeley, so I have fond memories of many things in Berkeley. KSFO 560 covers that area. And, of course, Berkeley was once one of the finest universities in America and was once one of the finest towns in America until it was decimated by the vermin on the left. The town's stores have been decimated. The crime rate is through the ceiling. And it's all because marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs. Ithaca, New York comes in at number 7. I'm heard on WSYR in Syracuse, 570 on the dial, and WHAM in Rochester, 1180 on the dial. Ithaca holds the record for the largest human peace sign, an accomplishment that only scratches the surface of this city's allegedly hippie nature. The central New York town has its own currency called Ithaca Hours, which is essentially good for 1 hour of work and can be traded between local residents. How groovy can it get? Number 6, Burlington, Vermont. Thank God I have no radio affiliates in the area. The largest city in Vermont has a population of just 42,000, but apparently 20,000 of them hate America and routinely wear sandals, even in the snow. Despite the small size of the city, it is home to some of America's worst hippies, including the jam band Fish and the ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, which has done more to occlude arteries than any other company in the United States of America, in my opinion. Coming in at number 5 is Portland, Oregon. KYKN, 1430 on the dial. Love Portland. Used to love Portland. It was ruined by all the emigres from San Francisco who went over there in their B-1 Volvos in the 1980s and destroyed the city. It's never come back from being a true blue-collar city. Number 4, Boulder, Colorado. I'm heard in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Known to some as the People's Republic of Boulder, the city was the setting for Naropa University's Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. But what you don't know is that Jack Kerouac was one of the most conservative of American authors. That's been buried by the revisionist literary types who would like you to believe he was just into drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Kerouac, in his last days, lived with his mother in Florida, was a great proponent of the war in Vietnam, was a strong supporter of Richard Nixon, and hated Allen Ginsberg and the other vermin that he had been hoodwinked by. We're out of time already? Okay, I'll finish this up because I want to go on to the women. Is anyone going to join me on this? How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? They're not nice people. They're mean. And old flower children never die, Savage says. They just lose their petals. Let me tell you something. If you think they're so nice, take a look at them in their little cars. Why are they all so unhappy looking? Is marijuana making them happier or miserable?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We look at the roadways. Big problems in Walnut Creek, southbound 680, right under Highway 24. Left lane blocked. Car overturned. Injury accident. Traffic is backing up behind it. Northbound 680, slow and go through the San Ramon Valley into Walnut Creek anyway. Northbound 280 before Ocean in San Francisco. Stalled car. Right lane blocked. Once you get to northbound 101, that's where it slows at 280 out to the lower deck. Southbound 280 at Daly City, right about the Highway 1 interchange. Getting reports of a stall there in the second lane from the left as well. In San Jose, northbound 87, connected to northbound 280, still have a crash in the right lane. And westbound 237, Matilda off-ramp still blocked by an injury accident. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-789-3202. That's 1-800-789-3202. 1-800-789-3202.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
I hope every Republican on Capitol Hill now realizes this president has declared war on them.
The Sean Hannity Show, weekdays at noon.
And it is hurting America's ability to stay a safe country.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I can do the hard news. I can do the soft news. I can do no news. And I can do something in between. But I think what I'm going to do now is stay on this hippie thing. Which cities are the most infested by hippies? For one reason. They are the reason America's dying. They are the reason we are the laughingstock of the world. They are the reason that 50% of the population doesn't work and pays no taxes. They are the reason that your children, if they reach maturity, do not marry and have children. That's right, you heard me. Because the ethos of the hippie world is anti-family, anti-nation, anti-military, anti-police, anti-flag, anti-church, anti-synagogue, anti-mother, anti-father, anti-life itself. It's a death-worshipping cult. But you see, they're so enraptured with their lifestyle, and they think they are so enlightened that they think that they're pursuing life rather than death. And that's why I think it's worth doing. I think that we have to rebuild this country town by town and city by city. So if I'm reading to you the enclaves that are infested with hippies and the hippie mentality, there's a reason for it. I didn't finish. Asheville, North Carolina, Olympia, Washington, And finally, Eugene, Oregon, and I have a great affiliate in Eugene, KUGN, 590 on the AM dial, and they play me 6 hours a night. They play me from 6 to 9 and then 9 to midnight. Because, you see, when the hippies turned on, tuned in, and dropped out, they seem to have dropped into Eugene, Oregon. They think that they're all merry pranksters. They think that by living on communes, they've beaten the white picket fence. They think that by becoming an organic farmer, they're somehow superior to the mega farmer who provides corn, wheat, and soybeans for the world. So there it is. If you are up in Eugene, Oregon, and you want to call us, it's 855-407-2822. You're listening to the Voice of Freedom, the Savage Nation, whose one goal in life is to piss off hippies. Let's go to Philadelphia. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm a conservative deadhead, and I don't consider myself...
You're not alone, actually. I've met other people who are into that. I get it.
Yeah, and...
But that's kind of... It's kind of not really that unusual, but it is. Explain to the stuck-in-the-mud people who are diehard conservative Republicans what a deadhead is. What's a deadhead?
A deadhead is someone who finds meaning in the music of the Grateful Dead.
I understand that, and I do understand the talent of Jerry Garcia. Could you explain to me why his music is cult-like?
Well, today's actually Jerry Garcia's birthday, as an aside.
Oh, I'll go out tonight and I'll have a taco in his honor. No, I actually like his music. I mean, I don't go out of my way, but I do. I see how talented he is. I get it. But what do you mean by... Wait, let me listen. Let me listen to Casey Jones, which glorifies cocaine use. On the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train. High on cocaine. See, that's great. That's great American music. That's giving us what we have now in Congress. How many of them are blowing dope in Congress? I wonder how many of them are high. I wonder about that. But tell me what it is about Jerry's music that is worthy of worship rather than worthy of admiration.
Well, the Grateful Dead are very pro-America. They always wrap themselves in the flag from their earliest days. And at the time, of course, with the Vietnam War, the rise of the commies, there was a lot of anti-American sentiment.
Absolutely. But you're an older guy now. You must be, what, in your 50s?
No, I'm actually in my 30s.
You're in your 30s with an old man's voice? What happened to you?
But, I mean...
Wait, no, this is interesting. So you really dig the Grateful Dead. You call yourself a deadhead conservative, which means you make money. That's all that means. It means that you're sick and tired of paying for the bums, and you want to keep more of the money you earn and give less of it to the welfare state. Isn't that basically what it comes down to?
That is true. And there believe me, there are a lot of negative aspects to the Grateful Dead scene that I don't particularly like. There are a lot of people with a welfare type of mentality that they want handouts, and they want you to give them free tickets.
But you make a living, though, right? You actually have a business, I assume?
I work for, believe it or not, I work for a very prestigious university, and it's horrible working there, being a conservative. I mean, it's like you're in enemy territory.
That's right. You're behind in the you're an Indian country, even though I admire Indians, but that's the way it's phrased by many. So what makes you tune into the Savage Nation on WWIQ in Philadelphia? Why do you like me? Do you admire me? Do you hate me? Or do you worship me? Which of the three is applicable?
I admire you. I've read several of your books. I love listening to your show. You play great music. You have fantastic music that you play in front of each segment. And a lot of people say that you can judge a radio talk show host by how great their bumper music is.
That's very interesting. We work at it. I really do play music I love. I also have a very good ear for music. But you notice that I vary some days from rock and roll to opera. I'm sure you've heard me go back and forth from the highbrow to the lowbrow. Basically, I love rock and roll from the 50s and 60s, but you've seen me get into moods of jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for listening, my friend. I'll send you a copy of my new novel. Just came out in paperback. Would you like a copy? Can you hide this in a plain brown wrapper if it arrives? A Time for War. It just came out in paperback, Stand in Line. You know what song I want to hear, Neil, if you can dig it up? Could you dig up? A song came to my mind today. I was trying to go back to my early days in New York, driving over the 59th Street Bridge, down into Greenwich Village, the whole scene, you know, trying to be cool. And there was a great number of jazz songs that I remember from that era that I grew up listening to in my house. One of them was Blues for Mr. Charlie. See if you can find that one. There's a lot of pathos in the song, but it also has a lot of revolutionary undertones to Blues for Mr. Charlie. You know, I remember, I don't know why, I'm just going to do memory lane for a minute. Pardon me, I know many people love my family stories. They hate my politics, or let's say they tolerate my politics. But I'm going to tell you a story. No, I'm not going to tell you the story. It's too soon in the summertime. Well, it's August. Wait a minute. Today is August 1st. It's August at the Hotel Ozone. That's where we are. And I may tell you a family story. Not right now, though. I'm not focused on my family story. I'd like to take some callers. Then I'm going to go into why women are rejecting motherhood. If you are a hippie listening to me and you're offended by what I said, why are you listening to me? 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to WMAL in Washington. Patrick, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I definitely am not a dirty hippie. I just want to make that, you know, get that clear for the record. Secondly, I've been listening to you, and I think you're kind of stuck in the 50s, man. I really do.
Is that supposed to hurt me? To me, the clock stopped in 1959 when the Finns came in.
So, yes, sir.
But, you know, you got to understand something. It has nothing to do with whether you have long hair or not. I don't care if you have long hair or short hair.
You definitely said a little bit ago while I was on hold, the guys are having long hair and everything.
So you took umbrage at my statement that long hair was sort of a negative?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, understood. Apparently you have a military background. Is that correct?
No, sir. I went to military school, but I don't think that...
Because you're calling me sir. I'm no sir. Let me tell you, don't confuse me with a sir.
Sorry, it's a bad habit.
Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. So, Patrick, are you a marijuana smoker?
No, sir, but I definitely stand up for states like Colorado and Washington for, stand up for their 10th Amendment rights.
Rights. Let's go through the 10th Amendment together. Because it's very important that we do that for 1 second. You ready?
All right.
The 10th Amendment is the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So you are referring specifically to the power of what? The power to legalize marijuana?
Well, to not make it illegal. I mean, people can do what they want to in the...
I agree. I personally think that drugs, by and large, should be not legalized per se, but decriminalized. I don't want to see people who use drugs in jail. I'd like to see drug peddlers given the death sentence, by the way. I think that if we introduced the equivalent of the Malaysian laws, we'd have a much safer country. When you drive into Kuala Lumpur from the airport, it says the sale or possession of marijuana is punishable by death. It tends to kill the drug trade, you know?
Well, if you're trying to...
Well, I got your attention, didn't I?
That much. If you're trying to stop
all right,
people...
All right, I don't want to argue with you over marijuana. Many people are addicted to it, and they think it's wonderful. That's all. Daytona Beach, Florida, WNDB, Don, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, if they legalize the drugs... They wouldn't have any power down in Mexico where they whine and cry all the time about the violence. And
I agree with you, but I didn't say legalize. I said decriminalize, number one. But if the people are dying to smoke marijuana, I say that the states should sell it in state-run marijuana shops, and they should make the billions of dollars that we need to run the states instead of taking out of working people's pockets. That's the end of the story. They tax us alcohol that isn't good for you, but then they sell it because the people want it. Why not let the government sell the marijuana?
What about tobacco?
It's horrible. It's a toxin.
It's death.
Well, I understand, but I'm not a smoker. I'm not supporting tobacco. But I don't think most people don't understand something. Levels of some toxins are higher in pot cigarettes than in tobacco cigarettes. I'm sure you're aware of that. Is that correct?
I am. Correct.
Ammonia levels were up to 20 times higher in marijuana smoke than in tobacco smoke. Levels of hydrogen cyanide and nitrogen-related chemicals were 3 to 5 times higher in marijuana smoke than in tobacco smoke. But it gets worse. Are you ready for this, potheads? The nitrogen-based fertilizer used on the marijuana plants, which all came from the same batch of Canadian pot plants that were studied, the fertilizer itself may be toxic. By the way, marijuana smoke and tobacco smoke shared many of the same chemicals. For instance, marijuana doesn't contain nicotine, we know that. And tobacco doesn't contain cannabinoids, which include THC, marijuana's active ingredient. That's a given, everyone knows that. But the toxicity of marijuana smoke is extremely important for youngsters to understand because they will get lung and other cancers from smoking marijuana on a regular basis. It's that simple. Marijuana smoke contains higher levels of certain toxins than cigarettes. It's another reason to keep off the grass. But many of you don't know that. You've been hoodwinked into thinking that because it's, quote, natural, it's harmless. Well, tobacco is also natural, my friends, and so is curare. I can name other natural substances that will kill you faster than Obamacare. 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Stephen, thank you for calling the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I love the show. Love hearing about Teddy. You have a literary mind. You're right about Kerouac. And what I want to say, Mike, is I'm kind of an anachronism. I live in Northern Virginia. There is a hippie scene here. And I am a guitar player. I'm a musician, and I play with different musicians, sort of as you would, could call in the scene, I guess is the way I could describe it. Now, right. I want to confirm what you're saying about hippies being intolerant and mean.
Yes.
And what I want to say is this. I'll give you a couple examples. One example is I had a conversation with one guy my age. I'm in my late 40s. And
right.
I stated to him that, because we got into a discussion about Obama, that Obama did not inherit a mess because, for one thing, gas prices were $1.85 when Obama took over from Bush.
Thank you. Right.
That doesn't really back up that narrative so what he did was, I said, well, do you have an iPad? And he pulled it out, and he's like, I'm like, because you can find it on there. It's kind of cool, you know, we live in a day and age where you can pull a magic box out of your pocket and, you know, you can find out the truth. And he walked away and got upset. Now,
that's right, because look, don't confuse me with the facts. My drug addicted mind is made up. I mean, basically that's what it came down to. But look, you have a good time. You make a living from the community. I understand that. It doesn't mean that you have to hate them. The fact of the matter is, though, they're stuck in a certain segment, a certain past. They're set in a certain mindset. They're not open-minded. They claim they're liberated, but their minds are closed.
That's the exact point that I'm trying to make, Mike, and I'll give you another example. I got to talk to another guy who's a friend of mine, and what he said when we were talking was, sounds like you've been listening to too much right-wing talk radio.
Amen. Let's hear it for right-wing talk radio. Yay, right-wing. You know what I love? Every time you pick up a newspaper or a blog, it's about right-wing this, right-wing that. How many times have you seen the words left-wing as applied to Obama, or the words left-wing as applied to the Democrats, or the words left-wing as applied to virtually anything that you see in the newspapers? It's all left-wing. But they would like you to believe that everything that opposes them is right-wing. It's not true. Much of what opposes them is quite centrist, my friends.
Well, I grew up in the bong hit generation, Mike. That's what I call it. And I do have an understanding about this whole marijuana thing.
Well, hold on. It's a good conversation to have, because I think that unless we can get through to the potheads, we're never going to be able to save this country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, KSFO traffic, we've got a crash being reported eastbound 580 in Hayward at Eden Canyon Road, actually in Castro Valley. Look out for some delay. Should be off to the right shoulder. Injury crash eastbound 4 at Summersville and Antioch. That one's in the center divide. Northbound 101 Shoreline and Mountain View crash. That off to the right shoulder. Traffic on the peninsula still slow northbound 101, especially from Marsh Road up to Highway 92 because of earlier problems. Southbound 101 slow Fair Oaks down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know that there are thousands of variable situations when it comes to Social Security? And if you're not paying attention, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security income. Hey, it's Katie Green. And if you're taking your future Social Security income for granted, don't. Call our good friend and colleague Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to get the answers about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years with locations throughout the Bay Area. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure you're maximizing what is rightfully yours. If you're under 70 years old and haven't started taking your Social Security income benefits yet, call 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Securities America, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Securities America and O'Donnell Financial Group are separate, unaffiliated companies.
La, 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 after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone who is currently without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if your health is bad or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell. But call 1-800-210-0119. That's 1-800-210-0119. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. The current government administration is mandating that in the near future, all Americans must have health insurance to avoid unnecessary taxation. Your employment and credit history are not a factor. All Americans are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free info. Protect yourself and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs that can cause serious financial hardship. Call the health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-210-0119. That's 1-800-210-0119. Don't delay. Call 1-800-210-0119 today.
Over 175 million downloads and counting. iHeartRadio is one of the most successful apps because it's free and it plays your favorite station right from your iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, and more. Just download iHeartRadio and get to playing. This station and over 1,500 of the best live and local stations from cities large and small. It's everything you love about radio right on your mobile device. Download now at iHeartRadio.com.
John Hannity.
The thrill of victory.
Oh, I will admit.
And the agony of defeat.
It kind of hit me this weekend. Just kind of caught up to me. Bam! Ow! And I woke up this morning, and I felt great. It just evaporated. I'm ready to fight again.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm not going down the road of depressed and wringing my hands and woe is me, because in life, you've got to add perspective to things. Now, you can't lose an election and not be concerned. That's not panic, though.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage.
The American people are sitting like a bunch of schmucks watching a dictatorship emerge in front of their
eyes. It's very recent in human history that women have said, this isn't for me. And honestly, I don't think that we really know what to do with that. You know, what is an adult woman if she's not a mother? It's something that we haven't come to terms with yet. I think that we're dealing with it more as a present tense issue than something that we have to fear in the future. I mean, there are demographers and economists who are anxious about our lowered birth rate. But I think that the thing to focus on right now is really making it okay for people to make their own choice without having so much judgment in our culture.
Yes, don't judge the women who become nothing but walking sluts. Now, turn off the music. See, I'm going to segue into the next hour of women rejecting motherhood and boasting about it like it's something more sacred than having a child is following your own narcissism and your own pleasure center. Let me explain something. The birth rate in America is catastrophic for white women. The white women have adopted, by and large, the trend is that of the gay male lifestyle, which is just simply have sex, have relationships, and don't have children. Why? It's expensive, and it interferes with going to dinner. It ruins your lats. It ruins your other musculature. And frankly, you can't have as much fun if you have to take care of another human being. So now they're turning this into something superior. Listen to the voice of that snot nose from Time magazine and her tone. We don't know what to do with that if you're not a mother. That's something that we really have to deal with. There are demographers, she says, who are anxious about our lowered birth rate. But I think that the thing to focus on is really making it okay for people to make their own choice without having so much judgment in our culture. So what I'm saying to you is we've gone from the hippie mothers with underarm hair to the modern-day mother with a man-trapping lair. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. I create poems for you like Muhammad Ali. On the fly, if I can. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. That was a good one. And what I want to now is show you how my mind works. If you think that I don't know what I'm... I just want to show you how my mind works. A woman in New York fell out of off a balcony. Where is this story? I'm not going to mock it. You don't mock death. That's the first rule of radio. You don't call for death and you don't mock death. That's number two. A woman was on a balcony. She took a man home from a bar, say, and took her to her 17th. Hey, a woman falls to death on first date. Woman plunges to death from 17th floor balcony of Lux building as railing gives way during first date, says sources. And I'm reading in this story, show you my mind. An account executive just home from first date fell to her death in Midtown early this morning when the railing of her 17th floor balcony she was sitting on, Gateway police said. Jennifer Ross of 35 invited her date to her place and the two went to the balcony for a smoke about 12:30 a.m. She heard the thing snap, and then the railing collapsed, and the boy that she took home ran out screaming, Well, people in the building said nothing like this has ever happened before. Resident Pearl Harrison, 86, said it never happened before. You know my theory on this? I'll tell it to you when I come back.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
From the hippie mother with underarm hair to the modern-day mother with a man-trapping lair, welcome to The Savage Nation. If I had to summarize what I've been talking about in the last hour, for those of you who have tuned in from the beginning, I started with a list of the 17 biggest hippie cities in the U.S., and I started asking, how do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? I told a lame joke, which is old flower children never die, they just lose their petals, which is actually funny. It depends upon your mood and where you're at and how high you are. And then I went in at the end of the hour to women who are rejecting motherhood and glorifying the rejection of motherhood. See, it's the anti-motherhood movement now that's gaining steam. And instead of just accepting the fact that no one will marry them and live with them, and nobody thinks that they're worthy of passing their genes on, they're turning it into like a virtue that nobody wants to marry them. And so they go to support groups saying, you know what, who wants to be a mother? It's expensive. It's peer pressure. It's your parents. It's your mother's way of doing things. I'm happy not being a mother. Well, the fact is that demographically American people are, of course, we have different birth rates. The white women have, by and large, decided to kill off their gene pool. They hate themselves so much. They're so miserable that they're basically not marrying and not having children. And they're glorifying the fact that their gene pool is going to die out with them. They're so narcissistic that they're anti-narcissistic. They become inverted narcissists to the point where they're anti-narcissistic. Think about that one. And so they say, well, we don't need such judgment in our culture. We want to make up our own choice about not having children. But that's largely limited to spoiled middle-class white girls who've been told by their parents that they're not judgmental, let them do whatever they want. No, girls just want to have fun, etc. And, of course, there's no law saying you have to have children, but you have to understand that it's not across the board in America. Immigrant mothers have large numbers of children, as do minority mothers have large numbers of children. Somehow they think it's worthwhile, and so it's different amongst classes and races. Now, I want to show you how my mind works. If you're new to the show or old to the show, I'm going to expose myself in how my mind works. I'm going to read a story to you, and I'm going to tell you what I think. And you'll see where my mind, well, how my mind operates from this one story. I read before the show in the New York Post, woman plunges to death from 17th floor balcony of Lux building as railing gives way during first date. So first of all, let me start by saying I'm not mocking her death. It's sad. And any kind of tragedy like this, she's a nice lady. She died. But I'm not going to even read her name. An account executive just home from a first date fell to her death in Midtown early today when the railing of her 17th floor balcony she was sitting on gave way, police sources said. I won't read her name. She's 35 years old. She invited her date to her place, first date now. The two went out on the balcony of the East 57th Street and First Avenue apartment for a smoke about 12:30 in the morning. The date told cops that he heard two sharp pops before the railing collapsed under the woman and sent her flying backward off the tiny balcony. She landed on the second floor on a scaffolding and died instantly, right? A neighbor from the 14th floor heard the date screaming and came out of his apartment to see what had happened. There was a man who was hysterical and crying by the elevators. He told me that he and blank were on their first date. They had just gotten back and she was showing him her apartment. Then he said they stepped out onto the balcony and had a drink. He says she was leaning on the balcony, then the railing gave way and just snapped. Okay. So the first thought is crappy construction, rotted, whatever. But you then go down in the story and they quote other people who say we've never had problems in our building. An 86-year-old resident who had lived in the building for a long time said it really makes no sense that the railing would break because this building is just about perfect, said resident Pearl Harrison, age 86. No one in this building has issues with the management. This seems like a freak accident. So, if I'm the homicide detective, my conclusion is as follows. The girl was having sex with the boy against the railing, or they were going at it hot and heavy on the railing, and the railing collapsed. That's all. It's that simple. It was not that she just sat on it and it broke. If you look at the picture, these are hefty 4x4s. And they don't seem to snap that easily in my knowledge of wood. My knowledge of wood tells me these railings don't tend to snap, especially on balconies in Manhattan where the liability factor is through the roof. So I think that this is a relationship to that. So that's how my mind works. Does that make me overly suspicious? Yes. Do I distrust people? Yes. Do I distrust cover stories? 100%. Do I tend to think the worst about everybody? Generally, yes, because it always turns out to be true. Am I usually right? 100% of the time. 855-400. I'll never forget. When I was younger, I trusted everybody. I was taking advantage of left and right. And my father was an immigrant. He was very cynical, came from the old country, worked very hard. And he used to get mad at me. He says, what's wrong with you living in this country? He said, don't you know how the world works? He said, if you don't nail it down, they'll steal it from you. Everyone's out to take anything they can get from you. I said, come on, Dad, get off it. The world's not like that. He's right. He's right. You give people a hand, they'll take an arm. You give people a hand and an arm, they'll take a leg. You give people an arm and a leg, they'll take the trunk. You give people an arm and a leg, they'll take the trunk and the head. That's how it works. And he's 100% right. That's what I've come to understand. God helps those who help themselves, and also God helps those who don't let others help themselves to themselves. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. I can ask you a few more questions. The number one is, how do you cope living around hippies? The number two is, why have you rejected having children? I mean, honestly, you want to call the show, it's all about narcissism. You know that, and no one wants to marry you. That's why you don't want to have children. I mean, part of it is not the women's fault either. Men have become extremely narcissistic and cheap. Men are not willing to live hand-to-mouth to have a wife and children as men would do in my generation or the generation before it. Men took three jobs to have a family, and they put up with it. They aged very early, and they didn't care. That was the way life was. They didn't think that they had to live to age 80 and look like, you know, a 30-year-old. Didn't make any difference to them. They felt that a man's place on earth was to be a man, not to be a boy forever. So that's a different way of looking at things. And I can't tell the other man how to live. And there's pluses and minuses with it, whichever way you look at it. It's that simple. But I think the women rejecting motherhood is a major league great story to talk about. And I don't believe that it's about a judgmentalism. I think it's about survival. It's that simple. So let's go to the callers who've been holding so long now. Redding, California, KQMS on the hippie issue. Lou, you're on the Savage Nation. Lou, go ahead.
I live between Redding and Arcata in Northern California, and every time my wife and I get in our Hummer and drive it over to Arcata, invariably, wherever we park it over there and we come back, there's something written on it, very profane, criticizing me and the choice of my Hummer.
That's right. I knew someone who bought a Hummer when they were really popular. He was spat at. People would curse him, give him the finger. It's a self-righteousness that comes with the territory of being a left-wing bigot. But fact of the matter, why don't you ask them the next time they do that, are they aware that the marijuana growers have decimated the streams and the rivers and the salmon population in Northern California, that they've created more environmental devastation than virtually any other decimation that hit the woods of Northern California since the redwoods were clear-cut?
That's correct, and they also...
That's right. The forests are polluted.
Ethanol.
The streams are devastated for generations. The salmon have died off, all because of the self-righteous hippies smoking marijuana and growing it up there in Northern California.
They also don't understand that I've converted my Hummer to run on ethanol that I make out of refuse apples on a little apple orchard down there, and I run the thing on...
Is there any way to make a Hummer run on marijuana smoke?
I could do that, but it's a lot.
You know, I'd be interested. Can you convert an internal combustion engine to run on marijuana? In other words, can we take the a burnt marijuana cigarette and collect them from the nearest coffee house and throw them into some kind of mill that you burn and the smoke makes the engine go? Could that happen?
Yes, they used to make, they call it gasogen. They used to light the lights in San Francisco with that. But if you put all that marijuana, the butts, into a little downdraft burner and make it from carbon dioxide to carbon monoxide with a downdraft, then you just run that through a mixer and run it into your carburetor, and your engine will run on it.
The engine will run on CO?
Yes. You have to cool it, and you have to get the tar out of it. But they do that in Australia, and they used to do that in San Francisco to light all those gas lights.
Well, now they would light the gas lights with something else in San Francisco, and it wouldn't be a marijuana smoke. Would be the hot air that comes out of the politicians' mouths. All right, that's what goes on in Arcata. That opens up a line, 855-407-282. WABC Ben is about. Ben is going to call about the women rejecting motherhood. I think it's a great topic. It's a cultural topic, and it's an important topic because the white race is dying off. It's let me give you the numbers if I remember correctly. You need approximately 2.1 children per couple, I think it is, in order to replace the two people, because people die off and don't have children. In order to actually increase the population, I think it's 2.9 children per couple. The white race in America is reproducing at a rate of 2.1, or is it 1.2? In other words, it's below the number needed in order for the race to continue. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't America going to be great when all the white people are gone? Aren't you looking forward to America becoming a nation where there are no white people? Envision a future where Western civilization is gone and white people are no longer in charge. Isn't it going to be glorious? Now, let's see what the model might be. Let's look at a city or a state or a nation where that is the model and tell me what the lifestyle would be like. Ben on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Savage. I'm 28 years old, and I was this story I'm telling you was like from about a year ago. I was dating a woman for like 2.5 years, almost 3 years. Very bright woman, very clever woman. She was in law school. She was going to become a lawyer. And when we spoke about maybe getting married, she, like, right away rejected having kids for at least 5 years. She was, like, 26, 27.
Because she wanted her career to bloom first, right?
She wanted her career to bloom first. And also, she, like, didn't really feel, like, financially, you know, we're financially well off. I have a job, you know. I inherited real estate from my father. And, you know, we were well
off.
But
you want a family. She didn't.
Yeah, I wanted a family.
So you're saying that the woman in your case didn't want children. She wanted a career rather than... are you a religious man? Are you an Orthodox Jewish guy, Ben?
No, I'm not an Orthodox Jewish guy.
Because obviously those are arranged marriages, and I know a lot about that because they have children right away. You know, they don't kiss, they don't touch while they're dating. You're aware of that, right, Ben?
I don't really know much about Orthodox Jews.
All right, so you're not into that religion. It's very interesting. All right, so that's one story. So the religious are having big families, too, by the way. The religious in most races are having big families. Atlanta, Georgia, on the Internet. Brian, thank you for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, and God bless you. Thank you so much. 5 years I've been waiting to talk to you.
Oh, thank God you got through. I can't wait. What's on your mind there, Brian?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you, as I consider myself a homosexual male, I have a grown son, but I think it is not the white women per se or any woman. I think it is our environment and those, especially those that feel conservative, and thanks to you, I now am, and I'm not promiscuous, in fact, for years, but what I feel is that what is the point at this point, sir, that why go and have children? I have a 27-year-old who is now at his grandmother's house, has nothing to do with his two children, would rather go buy guns and work at Pizza Hut and live off the lap of my own mother in opposed to having anything else.
So I'm trying to follow you. What you're saying is children are not necessarily a grand bargain.
I think, sir, that what the point I...
Oh, wait, let me follow what you're saying. In other words, having children today is no bargain because the society is so wrecked that they'll wind up not giving anything to society nor to the family is more or less what you're saying, I think, right?
Yes, sir. That is similar to that, but if I just may make one more quick point.
Please do. It's a pleasure to hear someone who is from a different world than I'm in who likes me.
Oh, I love you, as a matter of fact. I'm just sitting here looking at my triple up poverty, and you've enabled me to write a book myself.
Amazing. See, people misinterpret me. They typecast Michael Savage when they don't even know who he is.
Oh, you're Michael Savage. You're Dr. Michael Savage, and I love all your 28 books.
No, it's a very big story. The whole issue of being gay and being a conservative. A fiscal conservative, but there's more than that. Many gay people are social conservatives, other than with sexuality, which I can understand. You know, just because you're gay and you are, just because you're gay doesn't mean that you're a let it all hang out type of person.
No, sir.
People don't understand that. In other words, not every gay person is promiscuous. That's another big factor that has to be discussed. Brian, did we lose you on the net? I think we dropped. The net dropped.
No.
All right, that's a nice call. Brian, stay in the line. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids. The latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
With new economic policies in place and the financial future hard to predict, where do we go from here? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop on Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday, August 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. How are you affected by new tax laws and the stock market trends? What investment mistakes should you avoid? Join me and Pat Vitucci. That's Tuesday, August 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill, 7 p.m., or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hi, Melanie Morgan here to let you know about the greatest LASIK offer ever from Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center. Now, for a limited time, you can do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. 0% financing is available for 24 months. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 65,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Call Dr. Ellis now at 888-657-1166 and receive a free eye evaluation valued at $350. This two-for-one offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis right now at 888-657-1166. That's 888-657-1166.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition. On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
What you're going to do is ask a hippie the next time you're in an argument with one who loves Obama, how do you feel about him spying on everyone, reading your emails, listening into your phone calls? They usually go blank. Their eyes literally look like pinball machines that have tilted. Well, what do you mean? It started under Bush. That's what they'll blame Bush every time. Blame it on Nixon. Blame it on J. Edgar Hoover if you want. The fact of the matter is that Obama has taken a modest spying program and turned it into a Stasi-like Eastern European spying program that endangers everybody's freedom. But what can I say to you? New York, WDJG. Where is WDGJ? New York, Linda, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yes, it's Rensselaer, New York. One thing people don't talk about, when my niece and her husband decided to have a child, she, after working a number of years, wanted to stay home and raise the child instead of having it in daycare. And I couldn't believe at the time, being her aunt, extended family, was telling me how lazy she was being, wanting to be...
Oh, you mean for wanting to be a stay-at-home mom, they criticized her?
Absolutely.
Oh. Oh, that was another societal pressure against women having babies. That's interesting. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Breaking news. All three BART unions have given a mandatory 72-hour notice to management that they intend to strike. Should a deal not be reached at the last minute over the weekend, BART trains will once again be shut down on Monday morning. Taking a look at the commute right now, northbound 680 Stone Valley Road, have a crash blocking a second lane from the left. Traffic is backed up towards Bollinger Canyon Road. Southbound 85 at El Camino, crash blocking a lane there. Traffic backed up from Highway 101. Northbound 101 still sluggish from Marsh Road up towards Highway 92 because of earlier problems at northbound 101 San Francisco. Slow Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Some people think at Planet Orange we charge more to eliminate termites and fix the damage they cause. Why? Well, maybe it's because Planet Orange was recently honored with the Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce Small Business of the Year Award. Or because we're the official pest control provider to the San Jose Sharks. Maybe it's because Planet Orange is one of the Bay Area's most experienced termite control companies, with over 20,000 homes serviced in the last 5 years alone. Or it could be our complete range of customizable treatment options. Some people think success equals expense. Not at Planet Orange, and we're willing to prove it. Call 800-7-ORANGE, and we'll beat any competitor's bid by 10%. Homeowners, realtors, property managers, if you have a termite problem, call 800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com, and we'll beat any competitor's bid by 10%. Planet Orange is locally owned and operated with the best guarantee and world-class service without the world-class price tag. So call 800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
With Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's a little Obama news. Housing home ownership has fallen to an 18-year low. You heard me. Startling new housing data released this week could take the pep out of President Obama's blitz of economic rallies, as they show home ownership dropping despite the push by him and his cronies to prop up the market. The new census figures show home ownership dropped in the second quarter to an 18-year low of 65%. Did you hear this one? On the heels of this report, Obama plans to head to Phoenix on Tuesday of next week for a home ownership themed stop on his multi-city PR tour, part of his recent pivot back to the economy trying to cover up his real scandals. 18-year low. That's what Obama's done to the housing market. Why? Because he wanted to. I keep repeating to you, Obama is a diehard Leninist. He has been steeped in anti-bourgeois mentality and the sentiment of anti-bourgeoisie mentality from the time he could think. What is the number one element of the bourgeoisie? The white picket fence, home ownership. Whether he is conscious of this or unconscious of it is irrelevant. His policies and those of his cronies is that of anti-middle classdom. It's that simple. Let's go to the issue of why women are rejecting motherhood and my theory and my opinion and yours. WABC in New York, Lou, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that women are not having children. I mean, they think to depopulate the earth would be something advantageous for everyone else.
I understand that you're trying to be flippant about the issue, but, you know, let's follow that thinking. In other words, you hate humanity. You're just a misanthrope.
A misanthrope, exactly. I mean, I would say not so much racially, just all across the whole board. I mean, you said it yourself earlier. Do you see the worst in humanity? Yes.
I do, but I don't go to the extreme that you're taking, which is let people not have children and we should all die off and let the cockroaches take over.
Well, why wouldn't that be such a bad thing then?
Well, the cockroaches would probably do less harm to the planet than we do, I admit it. But I truly don't want to get to that point where I think that a cockroach is superior to a human being. I haven't fallen to that level of misanthropism.
Well, I wouldn't say they're superior, but they've done less damage. Humanity has raped the earth.
No, people, I tell you the truth, sometimes it swirls into my mind and I have to block it. When I think of the billions of animals that are slaughtered every year to feed us, I think of the stockades in Chicago, for example. And you say the meat industry, right, or the meat packing industry. And you think of the billions and billions of head of cattle raised from the time they were a baby calf where they could hardly walk on those four spindly legs, only to be led to their slaughter in a slaughterhouse. And you know they suffer and they're afraid of dying. I've seen it. I know what it's like. No animal wants to die. The fact is that we're very rapacious as a species, and the consumption level is overwhelming. I mean, we're draining the seas of seafood, draining the earth of nutrients to grow our plants and our animals. I understand what you're saying, but I can't let my mind go in that direction, Lou, because at the end of the day, if you go there, you become somewhat suicidal.
You may have a point. I mean, there have been, I mean, there are times where I find myself in the throes of my own madness, and I try to.
No, I'm willing to discuss a thing like this because I think people who are sensitive to what's around them can come to virtually any conclusion about the sadness of life. But there's a counterpoint to that, Lou. You probably live alone, am I correct?
No, I used to, well, I was recently separated with a girlfriend.
All right, so you're a little down because of that. You know, do you have any friends who have a young baby, a newly born baby, or an infant 1 to 2 years old?
Well, I've got a niece. She's now six.
Or she's a little too old for the savage principle of touch a baby and regain the electricity of life. If you have anyone in your family who has a newborn or a baby, one years old, and they bring them around and they say, Lou, look at the baby, and you just gently touch the child's arm, you'll be astounded what the electricity will be in your body in terms of understanding the magic of a baby. I mean, there's something magical about it. First of all, in every man, it provokes the most phenomenal feelings of wanting to protect that infant if it's in your family. It used to be that a man would walk down the street. If they saw a child crying, they would stop and get down on their knees and talk to it. They would take the strange child's hand and say, "What's the matter, honey?" Men will walk past that child today because of the woman's movement and the psycho lawyers. They're afraid to even look at a child. If they saw a child crying in the street, they'd walk the other way for fear they'd be called a molester.
Right, right. And no, I will say this, I'll be honest with you. There are the good, unfortunately, I hate to say that statement I made earlier, that has to suffer, unfortunately, at the hands of the actions of the bad. Because, I mean, there are good people. But you look at overall wholesale, it's just, imagine now that child you just said, in 20 years from now, what kind of person is that going to be? I mean, I hate...
Well, okay, that's another way. That's another thing that can get you very depressed. But I've learned how to live with that mentality, how to deal with that thought, which is children not the same as adults. Just as we're not the same as we were when we were younger or when we were children, we're different, we may as well be a different being. We're a different being. And so I think children are a special category of being that are almost in a class, they are in a class by themselves, and you have to look upon it that way. It's a magical time, they live in a dream world, they need to be protected. In essence, they're kind of a sacred class of humanity, which is what they always should have been and should be. And that's all there is to it. You can't look at every child and say he's going to become an SOB by the time he's 40.
You're right.
Because he probably will be. He'll cut you off. He'll try to steal your income. Or he'll take you to court for something you didn't do. I understand that. Right. Or if you go into the surgical ward, he'll take out an organ and sell it to somebody. I understand how people think. I'm cynical at the. No, I swear. You know, look, I grew up so cynical. My father was such a cynic from Russia that it's lucky I could even get up in the morning. I was surprised I wasn't a mental defective at six out of depression. The people who had come into my father's antique market ranged the whole spectrum of humanity, you name it. Now, there was a doctor who came in. Did I ever tell you about the schizophrenic doctor, the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the real-life Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Because I will right now. Ludlow Street, Lower East Side, 1950s, antiques market, 10 stores in one. The stream of humanity would come in and bargain and buy and handle in this. From the low antique to the costume jewelry, they would come in and come out, and they would march around. Well, amongst this mass of humanity that I would see when I would work there on weekends was a doctor. One day he would come in dressed immaculately. He was an uptown doctor, had a good practice, we heard, in a hospital, no less. And then some days he'd come in completely disheveled. His clothing was ripped. He needed a shave. He looked like he had, you know, wet his pants. And no one laughed at him. I would sort of giggle, like, and I'd say, "Dad, look." And he'd grab my hand and stop me and put his hand over his mouth and go, "Shh," and pull me in the back of his little stand and say, don't say that. I said, "What do you mean don't say it? Look at him." He said, "That's Dr. X." I said, "Well, why is he like that today?" He said, "Because, well, you see, he's an alcoholic." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Someone who drinks too much, they can't control it, and he loses control of himself." I said, "Well, how can he be a doctor?" He said, "Well, he's not like that all the time. He only gets like that occasionally." Well, that was one of the people that I saw in that market, and it was 100% true. There were many, many other characters in the antiques market who I've talked about over the years. What I'm getting at is, human beings are complex. We all have very difficult lives, no matter what our life is, no matter how much you think the next man is sailing through it. Let's say he's got more money than you, or go to the club in the Hamptons. Big deal. And you're telling me he's not suffering in that club in the Hamptons, wondering if he's accepted, if his abs don't look right, if his wife isn't. You know what I'm saying? The human condition is such that it really doesn't matter what level of society you're in. And I've lived in villages in the Fiji Islands and in Tonga and in Western Samoa and in the Marquesas. And I can tell you I understand one thing. Human beings are the same everywhere on Earth. And they have the same aspirations from the village to the high rise. It's the same hierarchy from the village to the high rise. Some have more than others, and everybody wants more than they have. And there's certain guaranteed universal truths in every segment of society and every type of society. Whether the society has a bone in their nose or a Mercedes in the garage, the man inside is the same. That's what I found. By and large, it's 100% true. But you need to have gotten out of the little world that we all live in to understand that. So where does that lead us? It leads us back to where we are, which is don't judge a man when you first meet him because you can't tell who he is. I'll give you another example. Dad sold antiques. What were they? They weren't particularly rare antiques, but they were nice. I grew up around art objects. Many of them were bronze statues, which I still love to this day. 1890, 1900, French bronzes, the Doré bronzes, some great foundries. I learned the difference between good sculpture and Dreck. I learned a good cast from a bad, etc. So from day to day, different people would come in and buy, and it was mainly a retail outfit. But occasionally he'd sell to an antique dealer. Where from? He wasn't a wholesaler, but they come from the South, from South Carolina and North Carolina, where they own antique stores. I'll never forget to this day, there was a black gentleman who came in, very well-dressed, and he would come in the store. Now, this was unusual in New York in the 1950s, in a certain sense, in a certain segment of society. People were basically of the same race across the board. And this gentleman would come in, spoke very politely, and he would ask my father, how much is that statue, Ben? And he'd say, well, $600. Okay, I'll take it. How much is that one? $550. I'll take that. How much is that grandfather clock? $1,200. I'll take that. He would never bargain with him. This black gentleman never bargained. He didn't chisel my father. He would buy 10 or 15 pieces. It was a lot of money. He would take it all. He said, I'll take it all. I'll be back Tuesday. Thank you very much. And he'd write him a check. So I would sit there astounded because there were times that he didn't sell very much. There were very lean times in that store. And my father would look at me and he'd say, you know, Michael, he said, you can learn a lesson from what just happened. I said, what do you mean? He says, never, ever judge a person by their skin color or how they look. You just don't know who they are. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 5564 1-800-399-5564 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples bundles, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you? They're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-426-7119. That's 800-426-7119. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-426-7119 today.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I interviewed one woman who is the daughter of immigrants, and she described how for immigrant women there's even more pressure. If your parents have risked everything to come here for future generations and then you don't provide any, it's such a slap in the face. And I think that we don't think about those cultural terms when we think about the choices of immigrant women.
How superior. Did you learn that at Bard College or was it Brown University to think so superior? In such a superior manner that the breeders are below you and that you just have such great abs and such great glutes. Is that it? You live for your glutes and your abs? Get back to me when you're 50 and tell me how those glutes worked out for you. Unbelievable to me. These women have no idea what they're talking about. They speak so articulately and they're absolutely empty-headed. They haven't any idea what they're saying. They've talked themselves off a cliff. It's that simple. Memphis, Tennessee, WKIM, April, you're on the Savage Nation.
I just got to say this. I think a big part of it is the men themselves are not men anymore. I think it's so frowned upon when you expect a man to be a man. Most guys want to sit around playing video games all day. They don't want to work. They almost look to their wives as a mother figure. I can't speak for the rest of the country, but what I see here where I live, there are not very many men.
You're speaking in the Memphis area. Well, I can't speak to that point. I mean, we could say that it's probably a cultural...
That's why I've heard...
It's a societal trend. Men are like boys. It's the Peter Pan syndrome, which is they don't want to grow up and take responsibility. Certainly, they don't want to take responsibility for themselves. So how could they take responsibility for a woman and children? They're not fit for it.
Exactly.
And that's why the women decide they're going to raise children on their own, many of them. But now we're talking about a furtherance, a trend that goes beyond that, where the woman says, you know what, I don't even want children. So the whole society is dying off as a result. That was my point. I thank you so much for listening and engaging your mind on the Savage Nation, which I'm now going to call the antidote to apathy. The Savage Nation, the antidote to apathy. If I can fight my apathy, you can fight yours by listening to me. Someone asked me the other day, what makes you do radio? Why do you do it? I've done it 19 years. It's going to be 20 years in March of 2014, God willing. I intend to have a huge event somewhere. I don't know if I will. I plan these things. Then when the day comes, I don't want to do it. But so why am I doing it? You analyze the reasons. So at the end of the day, you have to believe that the New Testament is correct. When it was written, all is vanity. Let's start with the obvious. If I didn't say that at the outset, I would be lying to you. All is vanity. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Vanity motivates me as it motivates other men who have something to offer, whether it be a man who is great who can paint the Sistine Chapel ceiling, or Mozart who composed great music. It was certainly a mixture of vanity, and also he needed to make a living. The second part is no longer true for me. I don't need to make a living. There was a time I desperately needed to make a living, a long time. It was many years that I had to make a living. I'm an older guy. I don't have to work for a living. I do it because I want to use my mind. I want to use my intellect. But there's another element to it. I have many advanced degrees. I'm well-read. I think I have some knowledge I'd like to pass on to an audience. In many ways, you're going to laugh at me. I consider this audience to be somewhat of an extended family. When I named it the Savage Nation, and the word nation has been overused by now, everything's a nation, it was sort of a radio family at that time. It became like a community, rather, to use a concept that I think is more palatable. The Savage Nation is a radio community. It's not just a show. There are people who are avid followers of virtually every show I've ever done and every word I've ever said. They know me in my good moods and my bad moods, when I feel bad, when I don't, when I feel good, when I'm up, when I'm down. Things happen in life. They've lived with me like I'm a brother, an uncle, a father, a cousin. And as you know, human beings are not consistent from day to day. We're different. We go up and we go down. If I see a neighbor walking in the street, which is rare, and they say, how are you? I say, like life itself, metza metza, up and down. Now, who says that anymore? Everyone is afraid to say to the next man, not bad, up and down, metza metza. Why? You're ashamed to say what? That you have human emotions? Yes. And the psychiatric profession, to go back to something I tried to tell you about yesterday, has poisoned the minds of America. They're poisoning our children, putting them on drugs, dangerous drugs, in their infancy, trying to flatline an entire race. Flatline an entire race with mood-altering chemicals. Chemical straitjackets on the children. And I wrote many years ago in my seminal book, Healing Children Naturally, that if Tom Sawyer were alive today, he'd be declared ADD or ADHD, and he'd be put on medication, and he wouldn't even get on that raft on the river. And so many of our great creative geniuses who had ups and downs, manic depressives, we used to call them, they'd go into severe depressions where they could hardly function. The world was just a black hole for them. And you know what? Instead of medicating themselves out of that black hole, they wrote their way out of that black hole. Or they composed their way out of that black hole. Or they sang their way out of that black hole. Or they played the drums out of that black hole. Or they had a family out of that black hole. Or they learned to be a chef out of that black hole. Or they learned to just help someone out of that black hole. And in so doing, society was improved. But as a result of this drugging of an entire society, people are told, oh, you know that that's not part of the human condition, that black mood. You're sick. You're bipolar. You need to medicate that. Just see Dr. X, the criminal drug peddler with a medical degree. And Dr. X will give you a toxic pill, but you'll feel better. but then you may not help that neighbor. You'll feel better, but you may not play that horn. You feel better, but you won't sing that song. You'll feel better, but you won't write that poem. You'll feel better, but you won't write that book. You'll feel better, but you won't do that radio show. And so I'm telling you what it's all about from my point of view. Don't let, well, illegitimi non caberundum. And believe me, between the doctors and the lawyers that have come along in this country, it's very, very hard not to be an extreme cynic. And it's very hard to believe in humanity. I understand that. And that's why I say my new watchword for the show is the antidote to apathy. If I could pull myself up virtually every day, and if I could pull myself out virtually every day, and I can get up here and sing my songs for you every day, then you can listen and maybe you'll sing a song tomorrow. Welcome to hour number three of the Savage Nation for Thursday, August 1st, 2013. What's in the news? Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. Words that are foreign to President Obama and the Democrats. Here's the lead story. An internal document from a major league diplomat is shocking. It says Obama himself approved intelligence leaks on Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Read all about it. In other words, he stabbed Israel in the back. Attention, Jewish voters. Attention, Jewish voters. Your Messiah has stabbed Israel in the back. That shouldn't change anything, right? He's better than any Republican, isn't he? We're also talking about how the Nazis took control of Hollywood. Oh, my, my. And who's taking control of Hollywood now? It wouldn't be the Islamists, would it? Or the communist Chinese, would it? Read all about it on michaelsavage.com. Snowden gets 1 year asylum in Russia, leaves airport, and leaks the minute he leaves the airport. On the top left is a cartoon of Anthony Weiner, the schlemiel from Queens, making a mockery of his private parts, front page cover of The New Yorker, showing him for what he is, a crazy psychotic, in my opinion. School defends textbook calling Muhammad God's messenger while not even mentioning Christianity or Judaism. That's what's going on in your country while you watched the crazy girls of Hollywood. Meanwhile, small-town police departments are getting billions of dollars in military hardware. That's right, the militarization of our local police. Any other questions? Senate kills effort to cut off aid to Egypt. Gitmo detainees can't get enough mommy porn. Don't even ask me what that is. Muslim children dressed in white death shrouds are in demonstrations in Egypt. I can't even finish that sentence. Reuters editor attacked by media for climate skepticism. He didn't do enough on the global warming coverage because they know it's fraudulent. So the editor was attacked for telling the truth, in other words. Al Gore training thousands of climate leaders, whatever that means. On the bottom of michaelsavage.com, we have some interesting stories. Dangers of fish oils and prostate cancer? It's based on fake science, says Dr. Michael Savage. Baboons, if you're a fan of baboons, they're displaying inexplicable behavior of mass apathy. They look like Republican voters. It came out today, a leak from a top diplomat, that Obama approved intelligence leaks on Israeli airstrikes in Syria. In other words, he stabbed the Israelis in the back. Attention, New York Israel lovers. You'll still vote D, won't you? Why shouldn't I? They're better than the Oz. The U.S. intelligence community leaked information on Israeli airstrikes on Syria, sources said. How do you like that? Like I'm shocked that Obama treats our enemies like friends and our friends like enemies. Read Chapter 5 of Trickle-Down Tyranny. I have a remarkable sound today. Savage Replay, 1998, Beware the Government Media Complex. I gave this speech in 1998 at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco when one conservative was a member of the board, and I had just started in radio in San Francisco, and he invited me. It was a groundbreaking speech, and it explains how the government media are one and the same. I said that in 1998. Number two, we have a series of sound clips on why women are rejecting motherhood. They don't want children. Women rejecting motherhood. It's a new thing. It's a new trend. In my day, women, young women, would push their babies around in carriages. Now women push their abs around and glow at each other's abs. It's unbelievable to me. And the reason is that women have increasingly adopted, I'm sorry to tell you, the gay lifestyle. The male gay lifestyle of, I don't know how else to put it. What's the word for that? Where you sleep with anyone you want at any time because that's liberation. And now they've embraced it to the point where they don't even want children because, after all, a child will ruin your abs. A child ruins your abs. You can't have abs and have a child. I mean, it's unheard of. So, as I say, women would push carriages around and they'd show each other their babies and they'd look at them and they'd admire them. Now women are no longer women. What they are robots walking around with good abs. And they think that that is an example of civilization. A rehab racket, frauds, felons, and fakes. Big story from CNN. For years I've been telling you that the drug dealers have taken over the rehab racket, but you didn't believe me. We have sound from Ben Irwin's new book from Harvard University Press on Hollywood and Hitler. That's a shocker, isn't it? Well, no, not when you consider that Hollywood is now answering not to Hitler, but to communist China and to the greater Arabia. Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood, and Hollywood. The sewer pipe of Hollywood, as I've termed it, has decimated the American mind, has poisoned the world, and continues to do so. And Congress, as you well know, has never had a hearing about the dangers of the violence and the pornography being released and unleashed upon children, and never will, because they're owned lock, stock, and barrel. They're one and the same. Who was in the White House? Harvey Weinstein. Who loves Obama? Harvey Weinstein. After the devastation in Connecticut, who gave a speech? Harvey Weinstein. Who went to the White House to do damage control? Harvey Weinstein. Don't tell me I don't know what's going on. Don't tell me I don't see what's going on. I'm sure he's a wonderful man and probably a great father and grandfather. I'm positive he gives to charitable causes. I'm positive that Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein are wonderful men, each and every one of them. When have you last seen a Muslim painted in a negative light? When have you last seen an American soldier shown as a hero and a Muslim not shown as a victim? Do you think Hollywood caters to Muslims? So what triggered this series of questions? It was on the Drudge Report, a chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler, a new book coming out, showing, which was shocking, by the way, that in the 1930s, Hollywood collaborated with the Nazis and let the Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, in order to make certain that American movies would continue to be shown in Hitler's Germany. You say, well, okay, so great. Now, what does that have to do with today? Same thing's going on today, in my opinion, with regard to China and with regard to the Greater Arabia, Big Arabia. Big Arabia controls Hollywood, as does Big China. So I get an article after that. Hollywood studios not paid box office share by China. The Hollywood Reporter said that the China Film Group has stopped paying a share of takings until a dispute over a new percent tax on foreign films is resolved. Oh, I said, this is right up my alley. So they're not paying any of their royalties until they work out the 2% discrepancy. Why? According to the Motion Picture Association of America, China's box office revenues increased 36% last year to $2.7 billion. In 2012, making it the world's second biggest movie market and underscoring its importance as a key market for Hollywood's movie makers. Really? Germany, by the way, was the second biggest movie market in the world after America back in the 1930s. Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that odd? It's interesting how history repeats itself in strange ways, you know, really. Now, I'm not saying China's like Nazi Germany, after all. It's a free country. Look, they can buy Louis Vuitton, they can buy perfume, they can buy Ferraris. They're all free in China. There's no repression. That's unless you want to practice Christianity, you might have your kidneys harvested. Or unless you criticize one of the dictators, then you might disappear off the streets. It's a wonderful country of Ging Dong and Ling Tong and whatever. Wonderful country. It's all of, everyone's happy there now. It's a happy state. It's perfect. It's a Hollywood place. It's a Hollywood place, China, created just by Hollywood. So now how many movies are they allowed to distribute? The boost came after a WTO deal reached by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. There he is again, the same man who sent our SEALs to their fate. U.S. President, Vice President Joe Biden and China's then Vice President Xi Jinping, in which China agreed to increase the number of films allowed to be screened in the country by 34. Now, what's odd here, China's now allowing 34 movies in a year. Can you imagine? They came up with a number, some magic number. 34 movies are allowed to be shown in China that are made in the United States. That's an odd number, isn't it? Well, if you read this article, the Nazis had a quota, too, of how many American movies could be distributed in Germany. It's pretty interesting to me how history is repeating itself in so many ways. Now, I don't know whether Big Oil or Big Arabia has a certain number that they allow shown in Saudi Arabia or wherever. I know those movies are highly censored. That we know very well. Absolutely. They work in close collaboration right now. Any American movie that gets screened in Saudi Arabia is, edited? There's another word for it. I don't know the exact word. I think it's called censored. No, that word is censored. The word censor has been censored, and so it's now called edited, in order to make certain that the sterling characters in Saudi Arabia and the people of Saudi Arabia are not offended by Hollywood. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government. And for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by representative Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, financial seminar Tuesday the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m. or Thursday the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you noticed?
The economy is definitely improving. That's why many people are looking at changing jobs or going back to school or changing the industry they work in. But it's hard to look for another job while you're currently working. That's why Hot Talk 560 KSFO and Cumulus Media are making it a little easier by hosting a career fair. It's at AT&T Park Wednesday, September the 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it's called Putting the Bay Area Back to Work. It's an opportunity for employers and employees to meet in a less formal setting. As an employer, you'll have the opportunity to present your openings to a crowd of thousands of potential employees. And as a casual job seeker, you can check out various educational and employment opportunities from dozens of the Bay Area's best companies and schools. There'll be meeting rooms available for on-the-spot private interviews. If you're interested in showcasing your company at this event, contact Deidre Lieberman at 415-995-7097. That's 415-995-7097.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I'd like to begin with a little hippie music. Again, please, Ray, play some hippie music, anything in the queue. And we'll go into the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. You think all the hippies have burned out or faded away, you're wrong. They're out there. And while some think they're still busily making love, not war, you're wrong. And here at a magazine called The Stately, they went out to find communities where they're heavily concentrated. And here we are. To determine this, they used a formula based on, one, marijuana availability and legality, number of stores selling hemp, local counterculture icons, tie-dye availability, hippie festivals, so-called progressive government, intensity of Occupy protests, and a Facebook poll. In the end, eStately.com determined these places are the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. So let's begin, turn off the music, with city number 17 on the hippie list. Number 17, hello, Arcata, California. Arcata, California, the scent of patchouli oil is so strong in Arcata that it can be smelled from space. While this hasn't been confirmed yet, it is a fact that Arcata is the first city in America to elect a majority of its city council members from the Green Party. It passed the Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Act in 1989. Isn't that superb of them? No one knows how much of the city's population is dependent on a large marijuana industry that's central to Northern California's economy. But let's just say the locally sourced and smokable veggie is paying for a lot of organic produce at the local co-ops. Isn't that touching? Well, let me tell you, all you self-righteous potheads over in Northern California, you've decimated the environment. You have destroyed the forests. You've ripped off the streams. You've killed the salmon. Don't walk around with such righteousness up your you-know-what. You are worse than big oil. Coming in at number 16 is Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, infidels in Bloomington, Indiana. If you're listening to me on 95.9 FM and WFDM in Indianapolis, or WXLW at 950 on the dial, let me tell you something. That's a place where hippies can let their freak flag fly. Where is Bloomington, Indiana? I have no idea. Apparently, it's in the southern part of Indiana. It's a hippie-filled college town. Original hippies meet up with hippies in training from Indiana University at Laughing Planet, where they feast on burritos filled with steamed squash, kale, and God knows what else fell off the floor. In San Francisco, coming in at number 15, my hometown, KSFO 560 on the dial. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to go down the list today of the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, but I'm going to ask you a question that's quite pertinent. How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because as I said at the beginning, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. Coming at number 14, Manitou Springs, Colorado. We are heard on KREL in Colorado Springs, 1580 on the AM dial. If you like New Age, if you like mate instead of coffee, and if you want to legally buy weed in a store, Manitou Springs is a place that's both mellow and insane. Sometimes called the Hippie Mayberry, the town at the base of Pikes Peak is a haven for the artsy, spiritual dropout losers. The city was once ruled by Mayor Bud Ford, a down-to-earth loser hippie who wears a tie-dye and looks like the dead Jerry Garcia. Hello, Manitou Springs, Colorado. And I can do the hard news. I can do the soft news. I could do no news. And I could do something in between. But I think what I'm going to do now is stay on this hippie thing, which cities are the most infested by hippies, for one reason. They are the reason America's dying. They are the reason we are the laughingstock of the world. They are the reason that 50% of the population doesn't work and pays no taxes. They are the reason that your children, if they reach maturity, do not marry and have children. That's right, you heard me. Because the ethos of the hippie world is anti-family, anti-nation, anti-military, anti-police, anti-flag, anti-church, anti-synagogue, anti-mother, anti-father, anti-life itself. It's a death-worshipping cult. But you see, they're so enraptured with their lifestyle, and they think they are so enlightened that they think that they're pursuing life rather than death. And that's why I think it's worth doing. I think that we have to rebuild this country town by town and city by city. So if I'm reading to you the enclaves that are infested with hippies and the hippie mentality, there's a reason for it. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to WMAL in Washington. Patrick, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I definitely am not a dirty hippie. I just want to make that, you know, get that cleared for the record. Secondly, I don't think I've been listening to you, and I think you're kind of stuck in the 50s, man. I really
do. Is that supposed to hurt me? To me, the clock stopped in 1959 when the Finns came in.
So, yes, sir.
But, you know, you got to understand something. It has nothing to do with whether you have long hair or not. I don't care if you have long hair or short hair.
You definitely said a little bit ago while I was on hold, the guys are having long hair and everything.
So you took umbrage at my statement that long hair was sort of a negative?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, understood. Apparently you have a military background. Is that correct?
No, sir. I went to military school, but I don't think that...
Because you're calling me sir. I'm no sir. Don't confuse me with a sir.
Sorry, it's a bad habit.
Oh, come on, I'm just kidding. So, Patrick, are you a marijuana smoker?
No, sir, but I definitely stand up for states like Colorado and Washington for, stand up for their 10th Amendment rights.
The 10th Amendment is the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So you are referring specifically to the power of what? The power to legalize marijuana?
Well, to not make it illegal. I mean, people can do what they want to in the...
I agree. I personally think that drugs, by and large, should be not legalized per se, but decriminalized. I don't want to see people who use drugs in jail. I'd like to see drug peddlers given the death sentence, by the way. I think that if we introduced the equivalent of the Malaysian laws, we'd have a much safer country. When you drive into Kuala Lumpur from the airport, it says the sale or possession of marijuana is punishable by death. It tends to kill the drug trade, you know?
Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fong, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. The top story again, bar union negotiators have submitted the mandatory 72-hour notice to management
for them to go out on strike. It'll happen Monday morning or Sunday at midnight if there is not a settlement over the weekend. Negotiations hopefully will continue this weekend, but if, again, no resolution, there will be a strike on Monday. Taking a look at the roadways right now, northbound 880 Hesperian getting reports of a crash there, unknown about lanes. Westbound 80 Hilltop Drive have a crash off to the right shoulder. Major injuries. They're bringing in a medevac helicopter. They're going to land it at the Hilltop Mall, though. Freeway traffic itself seems to be doing okay. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Food Police. We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is an all-points bulletin.
This is insanity.
Here in hot pursuit of the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show. Here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous. And it's all thanks to Ovation. Because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow dried it, jumped in chlorine with it. Everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair. And I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Did you know your down payment on a Bay Area rental property could pay for an entire house in Texas? That's right. You can buy a fully renovated home in a good neighborhood in Houston or Dallas for under $100,000 and rent it out for over $1,000 per month. Find out more at Real Wealth Network's live event August 10th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. Meet property managers from both Houston and Dallas who will share tips on where to get the best deals. And it's free for our listeners. Go to realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NET. Network.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow dried it, jumped in chlorine with it. Everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, and I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
No matter how many campaign speeches Mr. Obama gives, his popularity keeps dropping like a rock. Well, joining us now on The Savage Nation is Niall Gardner with a much closer look into this and a few other stories that caught his attention that are of interest to me and you. Niall Gardner, welcome back to The Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You wrote in a recent article that President Obama's speech on the economy was a disaster. No kidding. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's been a rough few weeks for Barack Obama. Waiver scandals has undermined trust in the White House, and a series of major polls has hammered the president in the first year of his second term. Support for Obama has dropped to its lowest level in 2 years, with widespread public dissatisfaction over his handling of the economy. The speech at Knox College, Illinois, was supposed to be the president's comeback moment, the first of a series of addresses aimed at retaking the initiative by the White House. Instead, it was a train wreck. in an hour-long address, which seemed to last forever, and part of the course started 15 minutes late, and the president spoke in deeply partisan terms, often with bitterness and anger, lambasting his political opponents, dismissing criticism of his policies, and launching into his favorite theme of class warfare, attacking the wealthy and what he calls the winner-takes-all economy. In a display of extraordinary arrogance, even by his standards, he condemned what he called an endless parade of distractions, political posturing, and phony scandals, a direct reference to the congressional investigations into the IRS and Benghazi scandals, which most Americans, of course, don't see at all as in any way phony. He also defended his increasingly unpopular Obamacare proposals, attacking what he calls a politically motivated misinformation campaign, while failing to acknowledge that moderate Democrats are steadily turning against Obamacare, as even the Washington Post reported earlier this week. This was a highly defensive speech with President Obama in full campaign mode. There were no fresh ideas, just a tired rehash of earlier campaign rhetoric. It was also another love letter to big government, with a clarion call for yet more federal spending on environmental measures, infrastructure, manufacturing, and a whole laundry list of liberal pet causes. There was not a word about reducing the burden of government regulation and getting bureaucracy off the backs of entrepreneurs. His speech promised more government spending at a time when America's national debt is approaching a staggering $17 trillion. He rejected tax cuts and bashed the rich, at times sounding more like François Hollande, the French president, than the leader of the free world. Once again, Barack Obama demonstrated why he has built an unenviable reputation as a perpetual campaigner-in-chief with an overwhelmingly partisan agenda. Obama's no Ronald Reagan, who always sought to bring the country together based on the common ideals of the founding fathers. President Obama's message will do nothing to reassure a skeptical American public. With unemployment still above 10% in 27 major U.S. metropolitan areas and nearly one in six Americans living on food stamps, the economic record of this administration leaves much to be desired. In Illinois, President Obama spoke the language of decline, promising more of the same left-wing policies that have weakened U.S. competitiveness, eroded economic freedom, and have saddled the world superpower with historic levels of debt. Americans deserve better than the failed statism that has bankrupted cities like Detroit and threatens to do the same to the rest of the country.
Previously, you said that Obama's ratings are plummeting, even in liberal California.
Well, that's correct. In fact, there was a field poll released in California, which showed a 10% drop for President Obama. And large numbers of independents especially are moving away from the president. Disillusionment is sinking in, even among his traditionally strongest supporters. And so if the president is even bleeding support in California, a safe Democrat state, then certainly I think there's trouble ahead across the rest of the country. This looks extremely grim for President Obama and for the Democrats ahead of the 2014 midterm election. So I think this is certainly a taste of things to come. And as the latest Real Clear Politics average shows, nearly 60% of Americans believe the United States is heading down the wrong track. And so President Obama will need to offer more than empty platitudes and failed ideas to convince an increasingly skeptical American public that they should feel confident about the path the country is taking.
Niall, you say that Obama's nomination for ambassador to London is an insult. We know he bought the position, but who is this gentleman?
Yeah, well, President Obama's nominated one of his very top donors from the presidential campaign as the U.S. ambassador to London. In fact, this individual, I think, raised about $2.3 million for President Obama during the last election campaign. He clearly is not qualified for this position. I don't think at all that giving large sums of money to a political campaign is a qualification to hold the most important U.S. ambassadorship in the world. This is really an insult, frankly, to the American people. It's an insult to Britain. And I think that this sends all the wrong signals here. And as America's closest friend and ally, Great Britain deserves to have an ambassador of weight and gravitas, with a distinguished track record of serving his or her country and a deep understanding of the importance of transatlantic ties. By nominating Matthew Barzan, this donor, as the ambassador to London, President Obama is sending a clear signal that filling his party's coffers are more important than preserving the special relationship, a sad indictment of a presidency that cares little about America's allies.
Isn't it common practice to put the most qualified diplomats into these positions instead of auto dealers or God knows what else he's putting there?
That's correct. The British ambassador to Washington, Sir Peter Westmacott, has 40 years of diplomatic experience, including two stints in the United States, and has previously served as ambassador to France and Turkey. The vast majority of British ambassadors are long-serving diplomats with deep experience of the countries they're serving in. For President Obama, he has appointed a whole wave of ambassadors who don't have any real diplomatic experience, whose sole qualification for the job is giving money to President Obama's election campaign. Now, that strikes me as a form of corruption. It should be completely unacceptable, and it's actually a highly unusual practice in a Western democracy, and I think this sort of thing really needs to end.
Niall, where can we read more of your writing?
You can read more of my work at the telegraph.co.uk, where I write regularly about U.S.-British relations, about U.S. politics, and also about the latest developments in British politics as well.
Niall Gardner, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'll be right back. Let's go to Philadelphia. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm a conservative deadhead, and I don't consider myself...
You're not alone, actually. I've met other people who are into that. I get it.
Yeah, and
but that's kind of, it's kind of not really that unusual, but it is. Explain to these stuck-in-the-mud people who are diehard conservative Republicans what a deadhead is. What's a deadhead?
A deadhead is someone who finds meaning in the music of the Grateful Dead.
I understand that, and I do understand the talent of Jerry Garcia. Could you explain to me why his music is cult-like?
Well, today's actually Jerry Garcia's birthday, as an aside.
Oh, I'll go out tonight and I'll have a taco in his honor. No, I actually like his music. I mean, I don't go out of my way, but I do. I see how talented he is. I get it. But what do you mean by... Wait, let me listen. Let me listen to Casey Jones, which glorifies cocaine use. I'm the wrong track and headed for you. On cocaine. See, that's great. That's great American music. That's giving us what we have now in Congress. How many of them are blowing dope in Congress? I wonder how many of them are high. I wonder about that. But tell me what it is about Jerry's music that is worthy of worship rather than worthy of admiration.
Well, the Grateful Dead are very pro-America. They always wrap themselves in the flag from their earliest days. And at the time, of course, with the Vietnam War, the rise of the commies, there was a lot of anti-American sentiment.
Absolutely. But you're an older guy now. You must be, what, in your 50s?
No, I'm actually in my 30s.
You're in your 30s with an old man's voice? What happened to you?
But, I mean,
wait, no, this is interesting. So you really dig the Grateful Dead. You call yourself a deadhead conservative, which means you make money. That's all that means. It means that you're sick and tired of paying for the bums, and you want to keep more of the money you earn and give less of it to the welfare state. Isn't that basically what it comes down to?
That is true. And there believe me, there are a lot of negative aspects to the Grateful Dead scene that I don't particularly like. There are a lot of people with a welfare type of mentality that they want handouts and they want you to give them free tickets.
But you make a living, though, right? You actually have a business, I assume?
I work for, believe it or not, I work for a very prestigious university, and it's horrible working there, being a conservative. I mean, it's like you're in enemy territory.
That's right. You're behind in the. You're an Indian country, even though I admire Indians. But that's the way it's phrased by many. So, what makes you tune into the Savage Nation on WWIQ in Philadelphia? Why do you like me? Do you admire me? Do you hate me? Or do you worship me? Which of the three is applicable?
I admire you. I've read several of your books. I love listening to your show. You play great music. You have fantastic music that you play in front of each segment. And a lot of people say that you can judge a radio talk show host by how great their bumper music is.
That's very interesting. We work at it. I really do play music I love. I also have a very good ear for music. But you notice that I vary some days from rock and roll to opera. I'm sure you've heard me go back and forth from the highbrow to the lowbrow. Basically, I love rock and roll from the 50s and 60s, but you've seen me get into moods of jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for listening, my friend. I'll send you a copy of my new novel. Just came out in paperback. Would you like a copy? Can you hide this in a plain brown wrapper if it arrives? A Time for War. It just came out in paperback. Stay in the line. You know what song I want to hear, Neil, if you can dig it up? Could you dig up? A song came to my mind today. I was trying to go back to my early days in New York, driving over the 59th Street Bridge, down into Greenwich Village, the whole scene, you know, trying to be cool. And there was a great number of jazz songs that I remember from that era that I grew up listening to in my house. One of them was Blues for Mr. Charlie. See if you can find that one. There's a lot of pathos in the song, but it also has a lot of revolutionary undertones to blue in Blues for Mr. Charlie. You know, I remember, I don't know why, I'm just going to do memory lane for a minute. Pardon me, I know many people love my family stories. They hate my politics, or let's say they tolerate my politics. But I'm going to tell you a story. No, I'm not going to tell you the story. It's too soon in the summertime. Well, it's August. Wait a minute. Today is August 1st. It's August at the Hotel Ozone. That's where we are. And I may tell you a family story. Not right now, though. I'm not focused on my family story. I'd like to take some callers. Then I'm going to go into why women are rejecting motherhood. If you are a hippie listening to me and you're offended by what I said, why are you listening to me? An article came out from estately.com, which is the, I don't know what that is. It says 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, and they list them. So in Oakland, California, number 12, I'm on KSFO 560 on the dial. Peace and love, my eye. It's the murder capital of Northern California. Missoula, Montana. Oh, great. KJJR, Missoula, 880 on the dial. Do you happen to live in Missoula? Do you listen to the Savage Nation? Because old deadheads got stuck in town years ago after the microbuses broke down, climbing the I-90 steep hills outside of town, and they've been stuck there ever since. And now, of course, they mingle with University of Montana students, especially whenever Yonder Mountain String Band comes to town. While the rest of Montana is very conservative, in Missoula, there's no shame in men sporting long hair and, well, what else? Bisbee, Arizona. No stations for me in Bisbee. I am heard on Phoenix and Tucson, in Phoenix and Tucson. It was once a useful copper mining town, but then Bisbee reinvented itself as a hippie-filled art colony after the mine closed. Some of the Bisbee residents live in updated caves in the middle of town. And it's not unheard of to see naked people in cowboy hats strolling the main street in the middle of the night. How quaint. The New York Times called it a Greenwich Village West. And there's no shortage of fake artists, fake poets, and a turquoise shop, etc. Ugh, does anyone still wear turquoise? Austin, Texas comes in at number 9. I'm heard on KJCE in Austin, 1370 on a dial. Of course, Austin is known for its music and barbecue, but the capital of Texas is also a sanctuary for the state's losers and dropouts. The city of Austin has more hippie-themed meetups than any city in the country, as well as Hippie Hollow, a clothing-optional nudist park, where degenerate old men can recreate in the buff and make believe that they're going au naturel. The popularity of Hippie Hollow was evidenced by a simple Google image search of Austin Hippie, which turns up far too many NSFW photos of these naked folks. What is NSFW? I don't know what that means. Austin is also home to 12 local shops advertising marijuana. The hippie church at the local Taco Express and thousands of locals ardently working to keep Austin weird. Okay, great. I don't think I'll be visiting Austin in the near future. Yeah, right. Coming in at number 8 is Berkeley, California. Listeners, in my home state, I have a PhD from Berkeley, so I have fond memories of many things in Berkeley. KSFO 560 covers that area. And, of course, Berkeley was once one of the finest universities in America and was once one of the finest towns in America until it was decimated by the vermin on the left. The town's stores have been decimated. The crime rate is through the ceiling. And it's all because marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs. Ithaca, New York comes in at number 7. I'm heard on WSYR in Syracuse, 570 on the dial, and WHAM in Rochester, 1180 on the dial. Ithaca holds the record for the largest human peace sign, an accomplishment that only scratches the surface of this city's allegedly hippie nature. The central New York town has its own currency called Ithaca Hours, which is essentially good for 1 hour of work and can be traded between local residents. How groovy can it get? Number 6, Burlington, Vermont. Thank God I have no radio affiliates in the area. The largest city in Vermont has a population of just 42,000, but apparently 20,000 of them hate America and routinely wear sandals, even in the snow. Despite the small size of the city, it is home to some of America's worst hippies, including the jam band Fish and the ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, which has done more to occlude arteries than any other company in the United States of America, in my opinion. Coming in at number 5 is Portland, Oregon. KYKN, 1430 on the dial. Love Portland. Used to love Portland. It was ruined by all the emigres from San Francisco who went over there in their B-1 Volvos in the 1980s and destroyed the city. It's never come back from being a true blue-collar city. Number 4, Boulder, Colorado. I'm heard in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Known to some as the People's Republic of Boulder, the city was the setting for Naropa University's Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. But what you don't know is that Jack Kerouac was one of the most conservative of American authors. That's been buried by the revisionist literary types who would like you to believe he was just into drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Kerouac, in his last days, lived with his mother in Florida, was a great proponent of the war in Vietnam, was a strong supporter of Richard Nixon, and hated Allen Ginsberg and the other vermin that he had been hoodwinked by. I didn't know there were so many hippie-infested cities in the country. I live in one. But then I wrote down a note. I said, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. And I thought that was funny. I was going to do the news first. But, you know, I do cope with psychotics on a daily basis. I am surrounded by mean, old, white-haired people in Priuses. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, if they were flower children 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and they were liberated and they were enlightened, why are they so miserable? You and I both know that they've actually killed us, killed the Constitution, and have played right into the hands of the demons in government who would like nothing more than absolute power.